Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, the podcast which aims to take you behind the scenes of the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass, as well as the automotive and social media scene. You join me, your host Sam, from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass, as well as this week's guest, John from the Modball Rally. Oh, that was awkward. You also join the second Behind the Glass live audience. Ladies and gentlemen, give yourself a round of applause. In my desperate attempt to knock off Top Gear even more, we now are surrounded by some lovely people down here at the best dealership in the world, Aston Martin Bristol. We are here for a very special occasion, not just the recording of this podcast. John, what are we here to do?
We're here to look at your next car.
Oh, I've just broken my loudspeaker system.
We good?
We're not here to look at my next car. We're here to collect your new car.
We are.
What is that new car?
It's the new Vantage. I don't know what to say. I'm just super excited.
I'm just fixing your microphone because you speak so softly, like a gentle flower. You should be more excited. I hate how calm, cool, and collected you are. I'm more excited about you collecting your new Aston Martin Vantage than you are.
You're always more excited than me.
I'm an excitable kind of guy. Towards the end of this podcast, for those of you watching here on YouTube or those of you listening to us, we will be unveiling John's new car, which he spec'd back in January?
George, seven months ago?
November. Oh, really? Ooh, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
I spec'd it twice, though.
You spec'd it twice.
Because of you.
Yes. So any of you who watch the main channel may remember that I came down here not so long ago to try and spec up a Vantage for myself. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford it. but John came and joined me on the day and stole some of my ideas for my spec. So
yeah,
half that car should be mine. So in today's podcast, we're going to be going through a few different topics. We're going to start off with John's car history, what he has had over the years and how he's ended up with the new Vantage, why he loves Aston, because you're going to find out this is not his first Aston, his expectations for the car, my thoughts from the car after I drove it for the first time down here at Aston Martin Bristol, what our sort of expectations, hold on John.
But first.
What our expectations are for Aston as a brand. Recapping on Modball Europe very briefly, previewing the Yacht Ball, and then we'll be opening up for a Q&A. So lovely ladies and gentlemen, please prepare any questions you might have.
But first, you drove a Formula One car this week.
I wasn't going to talk about it on this podcast.
Come on.
Okay, any of you that might have missed it, earlier this week I drove a Formula One car. That's a crazy thing to say, isn't it? Now, the video hasn't gone live yet, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. But all I will say is it's the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. And anything you think about a Formula One car is wrong. It's better, it's more extreme, it's harder to drive, it's louder, it's more terrifying, it's just everything. And my guts are still somewhere in France. They haven't reconnected with my body yet. Anyway, let's crack on. Let's kick things off. John, talk me through your car history. Where did it all begin? What was your first car?
We actually talked about my first car once before, didn't we?
But I don't think people liked you back then. Now they like you a bit more, so they might pay attention. So yeah, talk to me.
My first car was a Golf Mark 1 Golf GTI convertible.
That's the part I love, convertible.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was a hairdresser back then.
Yeah, and, I was going to say, was it not white?
No, I passed my driving test on my 19th birthday.
And but then it was white, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was red. It was actually similar colour to this.
Oh, you just...
Yeah.
Don't spoil the reveal.
People have seen it.
I know, we've posted loads of pictures of the car.
Like 20 pictures.
So you had a convertible Golf GTI.
Yeah, and we tried to find it on the last podcast, and there's about 20 people that follow you trying to find the car.
No one did find it.
It was written off, unfortunately.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Didn't I know?
No, you never told me. So it was written off.
Twice.
Oh, that's kind of a first car pilgrimage though, isn't it? Yeah.
The first write-off, I thought maybe I could get back on the road. But when I found out it was written off twice.
Leave it be.
Yeah.
I love who put it together after the first write-off. That's the question.
God knows. Yeah. So my second car, so that was when I was 19. My second car was a Lotus Elise.
That's a pretty, like, that's a big step right there. I mean, that's an admirable step.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? Were you working already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were making some money.
My first job was selling motorbikes.
Hello.
And then I crashed the motorbike when I was 21.
There's a lot of crashing going on here. Yeah. I'm concerned, but yeah.
I broke my back. I was in hospital for a long time. Wow. And then I decided to go to university while I was in hospital.
Okay.
And then I sold the Lotus Elise. What was crazy about it, I sold the Lotus Elise for about 13 grand, and 10 years later, it's still worth 13 grand.
One of the best investments today, really old, crappy Lotus Elise. Yeah.
So I had that, and then, Steve over there, my main man, best friend since I was a kid.
Recognizable from the mobile.
Yeah. Shouts at everyone on the mobile. What did I have after that? Was it the Z4?
Loads of motorbikes we're hearing.
I crashed a lot of motorbikes, but...
more crashing of motorbikes.
I actually crashed every single motorbike I ever had.
I mean, this is very concerning. I mean, who would ever want to go anywhere near you on a motorbike? Do you still ride today?
Yeah.
That's worrying. I think you should stop. Yeah, for everyone's safety.
Only on the track, though.
Okay, sure.
Then I had a Z4, and then I had a S2000.
I
crashed that.
Okay, can we all move our cars out the way when John leaves in his Vantage today, please? These are all quite impressive driver's cars, though, I think.
Yeah.
You never messed around with, like, did you ever have, like, a Citroen Picasso? Is that a car? I don't know if that's a real car. But
I went straight into the Golf. My boss loaned me the money at the time.
Wow. And, generous boss.
Yeah, he was. And then I had the S2000, crashed that on the motorway.
Oh, my gosh.
And then...
Is there any car you haven't crashed?
Yeah, I didn't crash the Z4.
You've crashed your Huracan. Was I supposed to say that?
Not this one.
I thought you posted
the last one.
Oh, it's the last one you crashed because you had two. Stop
no, the
showing
white
off.
One. No, the white one.
Okay,
was
the white
the one.
One.
Yeah.
I'm making you squirm now.
I hope Admiral are not watching this.
Don't worry. No one from Admiral watches.
Thanks for that.
I had to make you squirm at some point. So worst car that you've owned then?
I haven't had a bad one.
No, that's a lie. There's a bad one in there. Okay, one that you didn't like the most. If all of your cars were still on your driveway, which one would you sell first?
God, probably the Mini.
Yeah, okay.
Because it lost so much money.
Okay.
It was like, I should have crashed it, really, and then claimed for insurance.
Should have written it off. You've had good expertise there, so you'd know what you were doing.
No, the Mini. The Mini.
The Mini would go first.
No, I've loved all my cars. I've been quite lucky with them. I've never really had a bad one.
So talk us through your current lineup then. Excluding the new Vantage, what else sits on your driveway?
So after the S2000, I didn't have a car for a long time.
No, right now. Because I feel like it's going to go on a while.
No. So then I got the Vantage.
Let me stop interrupting your story rudely.
That was my next car. And that was like my first really nice car. And that was like my dream car. So it was like, that was the car. And I still got that now until today. And I've changed it for that one.
So how long did you own the Gen 1 Vantage?
7 years? That's 6 years?
11 years?
No, 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, that's 6 years.
That's still an impressive innings.
Yeah.
You love that car.
I love
when
that
I first
car.
Met you, that was the car that you had, and you loved that car.
Yeah. I did two mobiles in it. Well, two with Joel, both with Joel. Joel crashed it.
So if you're not crashing your cars, your friends are.
Yeah, Joel Dommett.
That's a good effort. Comedian Joel Dommett.
Yeah.
A good friend of John's. Crasher of Vantage as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him drive the new one. It's way too nice.
No.
So that's kind of, I guess, where your love affair with this brand began?
Well, everyone loves Aston Martin.
I think if you're British, you do, right? Is everyone in agreeing there? Does everyone here love Aston? you have to say yes because you're stood in an Aston.
And
dealership.
There's a lot of guys from Aston right here.
Everyone here is an Aston employee, by the way. but yeah, I think there's a weird affinity being British with this brand, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Everyone wants to be James Bond if you're a guy, if you're into cars, you know? And so it just sort of goes with it, doesn't it? Like, I remember when I picked up my Aston from Ferrari, actually, used car, weirdly. And they put James Bond theme music as you leave. So you leave with the James Bond theme music. And
did
you're
you
like,
request that?
No,
I don't think they do that for everyone. I think you requested that.
No, they had CD players back then. They just stick it in. And you leave with the music on and you literally...
George,
like,
can we do that today? Where's George gone? George, can we do that? George, can we do that today? Can we hook that up?
Have you done that?
We'll sort it out.
We haven't done that.
We've got 20 minutes to go.
They do that at Ferrari, just so you know. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Brutal. Okay.
So... I don't know. It's like when you're, when I was a kid anyway, it was Aston Martin was the car. Like Lamborghinis didn't seem like it possible, you know, when you're a kid. So yeah, when I got the first Aston Martin, I was like, yeah, felt amazing, you know?
And so when the new Vantage came out, what were your very initial thoughts right out of the block?
I like the back end of it a lot.
Okay.
Wasn't sure about the front end. And then I saw it in here, and actually it was the same colour as the one I ordered. I can't remember why I came in here at the time.
Why wouldn't you come in here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally the coolest dealership.
It was for the biscuits.
It was they had the best biscuits and very good coffee, actually, which is why we sat right by the coffee machine, because I think most of my viewers and listeners will know that I am caffeine obsessed, so I can never be too far away from an espresso machine. but yes, I think when you see the new Vantage in real life, the sort of angles and shapes start to make more sense, because... For me, initially, I actually didn't like the design of the car when it was first launched. I was such a fan of the old design that it took me a while to get to grips with this new sort of design language. But now, as a lot of you will know, I'm obsessed with the way it looks. And I like all of the new cars look. I mean, the DB11, DBS, Vantage, it's all taking Aston in a good direction, don't you think?
100%. And the new cars that they've got coming out.
Oh.
740 brake, rear-wheel drive.
Hold on. What
have you thought of that?
Hold on. Hold on.
What's that one called, George?
Hold on.
Yeah. Rear wheel drive. Brilliant.
It's a proper driver's car.
Yeah.
I think it's an exciting step for the brand. I think it feels like everything's going in the right direction. Strangely, I just had a friend today, this is me just name dropping and showing off, go to the factory to spec his Valkyrie.
Oh.
That is a thing. He's just put you, that's kind of put a damp squib on your Vantage collection, hasn't it? But that when that car hits the road, I think it's just going to be nuts. I mean, it's exciting seeing things like the Senna, which already looks a bit alien, but that Valkyrie, I think, really will look like a spaceship driving down the streets.
Mad.
Madness.
How much is it?
Too much. None. I mean, I don't know. Anyone know?
How much, George?
George again. 1 point. $2 to $2.5 million. So should we split it? I think that'd be good.
Just
Just
round it up $500,000.
That's absolutely nuts. Okay, so look, let's move on from your sort of history and cars. Recap very quickly on Modball Europe, because for a lot of my audience, that's the last time we would have seen you. So summarize your memories, your feelings from Modball this year.
It was the best one.
Oh, here he is.
It was the best one.
Really? You really?
Yeah, we've got some guys who did Modball here now, and it's like they've been doing it for years, and we've all said the same. It was the best one.
How many people in this room have been on any form of rally, whether it's a one-day rally, if it's a European rally, any kind of road rally?
Look at where we are, guys.
One, two, three. Phil, put your hand up. Stop being lazy. Three, four. Okay. You all need to find a way to do one of them. I would highly recommend Modball because John sat right next to it. but even if it's like, you know, Bristol to Western Supermare and this class of rally, because there's something about driving cars in a convoy. It doesn't matter what cars you're in. You know, I've seen amazing cars turn up today. And if you just group together, there's a kind of camaraderie, us as automotive people. It's just so much fun. And I would agree with you this year that it was the best group of people
100%.
I've ever seen on a rally. Made some great friends, great memories, and that all comes through because you spend about 6 or 7 hours on the motorway waving at each other through window. Do you need fuel yet? You want coffee? And so you get to the end of the day like, oh, what a journey we've had. And then you go and have great dinner, and you have some drinks, and you have a really good time, and it's a weirdly bonding experience.
Also, what was your co-pilot called?
Rob.
Oh my god, that guy. If you do a rally with anyone, it's got to be that guy.
So Rob, for any of you who don't know, is my best friend. He's appeared on the channel a few times, and if you watch this year's Mob War European content, you would have seen him.
He went full in.
He committed to the Mob War rally like you should commit to a rally when you're on.
I never saw him with a top on in a club.
He's...
Never.
He likes to take his clothes off.
He takes his clothes off everywhere.
Since I've known him, which has been about since 6 years old, for some reason he just likes to take his clothes off. And on the very first night in Paris, I was like, okay, Rob, like, I know you like to have a good time and you're really excited to be on this rally, but let's keep the clothes on. He's like, yeah, no, Matt, I'm good. No. Literally one drink in, the music's playing and he's reaching for the top button. And I'm like, Rob, don't. He's like, just one button, mate, just one button.
Honestly, and he sweats a lot as well.
He sweats a lot.
And he hugs a lot.
And he loves hugging. He loves hugging. So people became very friendly with Rob, not always through choice, very quickly on the mod ball via a lot of naked hugging. That doesn't happen on every rally, by the way. It doesn't happen on every mod ball. Feel free to sign up. I promise I'll keep him caged up next time.
No, don't, because it was fun. Yeah.
But it was brilliant. It was a lot of fun. Lots of different things going on. I thought, firstly, your production team, your new camera guys, Josh and Alex, were amazing. I think the content that's come out of it is great. If you guys haven't seen the sort of footage, the highlight reels, etc., head over to all the ModBall pages and check out the videos from this year's trip, because it really was awesome. Confetti cannons. What was it about confetti cannons this year?
Don't know.
Who even knows what a confetti cannon is in here? Anyone know? Okay, yeah, George, classic.
I actually just bought some for Yacht Ball, so I should have bought one.
I'd never heard of these things before, and now they're like ingrained in my skin in every car I go in.
Did everyone see Sam's videos on the mobile?
Awkward, don't ask these questions to people right in front of me.
Did anyone see me confetti cannon him?
Actually,
he saw it.
You confetti cannoned me in the face, didn't
you? Amazing, it was amazing.
They're essentially these long tubes full of confetti that you just pull a string and they just blast everywhere. And people were leaning out of sunroofs and selling them off on the motorway, and people were selling them off in petrol stations. And if you ever got split up from the group, you kind of knew you were going in the right direction, because there'd just suddenly be confetti weirdly
everywhere.
On the motorway. You'd be like, oh, this must be the
everywhere.
Right
word. It was everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was the rally that we decided the ultimate supercar rally car is the Lamborghini
Aventador.
Well, okay. Brings me on to a very funny face in the crowd that I'm not sure the camera's picking up on, but one ModBall Rally contestant, what do you call them?
Participant.
A ModBaller is here, who had possibly the ModBall car this year. It was a chrome blue Lamborghini Aventador.
Is it here? It's outside.
It's here. Yeah. Everyone that's walked into this is like, oh, you seen that chrome blue Lamborghini Aventador?
Everyone talks like that, don't they?
Yeah. Sorry, that was my Bristolian accent.
What? Oh,
yeah. I thought it was really good. So we sort of decided that that was the car. So it'll be interesting to see next year how many Aventadors turn up. Hopefully, Hulkador will bring something a lot quieter.
I think there's two SVJs on it already.
Two SVJs on it. Wow. Yeah. Okay, exciting. ModBall 2019, apparently. Watch out. Yeah. Yacht Ball's any minute now. Talk to us about that. Last time we did the podcast was just beforehand, and you just announced Yacht Ball. Just give everyone a bit of a brief for those who might not who might have missed that podcast, what it is, what's happening, and what the latest info is.
It's in 9 days in Ibiza. It's a 1 day kind of mod ball for yachts.
Mod ball for yachts.
It's
like, still the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard.
It's basically you rent a yacht, you book a yacht on yachtball.com, and you turn up and you just have fun for a day, and then you get 5 playing cards throughout the day. You go to 5 different beaches with all the other yachts, and then the best poker hand wins 10 grand. That's basically how it works.
The part which I'm most looking forward to seeing, which I'm not going to be there unfortunately, but I'll watch the highlights package, is when there is an attempted race between the yachts, because you just know that's going to happen. It's going to look like sort of a, you know, complete navy fleet.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's coming down the towards you like 10 yachts. Or, like going on. It's going to be amazing.
I actually have no idea what's going
to
happen.
I can't wait to find
I'm
out.
I'm hoping it goes well.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. I would love to have been there. Unfortunately, I'm otherwise committed driving another brand I won't mention now because we're sat in an Aston Martin dealership.
Infinity?
No, not an Infinity, but I would love to drive an Infinity because they're the best brand in the world.
Oh, if Infinity are watching, I'd happily drive a Formula One car. Just letting you know.
Nice try.
A lot faster than Sam.
I didn't drive it fast. That would have been. Okay, look, we want to open it up to the lovely people that have come down here today to join us for a few different bits and bobs. Firstly, we want to discuss a potential road trip that either John and I... Right, mate. Could do in his new Vantage, or John could do without me, but that wouldn't be fun. So we want to know, like, where is the best place you could take this kind of car? Because, you know, it is still a little bit of a GT car, but the thing that surprised me the most about this new Vantage is how sporty it is, how agile it is. And so I think you want to go somewhere that's tight and twisty. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you first, and then please do beckon out, shout out anyone else who thinks there's a great place to take John's Vantage that I can try and squeeze myself onto. Have you thought of anywhere to take it?
I've always wanted to go to Lake Como.
Okay.
So anywhere around there, a few days around there, is my dream trip.
Would you drive it down, or would you truck it down, or...?
Depends who I'm with.
Okay.
If I'm with you, I'd fly.
Hey, I'd be and very
you
happy.
You could drive it.
I'd be very happy driving a Vantage alone. I might not see you in Como. I might be in Timbuktu by then. But
No. I don't know. It depends who you're with.
You've never driven around Como?
Never.
Anyone here driven around Lake Como? Hands up for Lake Como.
Anyone want to drive around Lake Como?
No, don't. No. No, that seat's taken, I'm afraid. It is stunning. It is absolutely stunning. It's all of the sort of Italian beauty that you would hope. Great food, fancy people, beautiful scenery. Roads are quite bumpy, as a lot of Italian roads are. That's the only thing that I would say.
Right.
So it'd be good for the cruise and the James Bond kind of style, but I feel like then you need to go up into the hills of Switzerland.
Where would you go?
Switzerland.
Okay.
It's just because they're the best roads in the world. I mean, you can't really go very fast because the police are like, no! But if you just drive within the limits, it's still beautiful and the roads are like just so billiard smooth. I think it's the ultimate place to take a car, and that car, you'd have a very comfortable drive there and then you'd be able to throw it around the mountain roads.
I'm up for that.
Any UK suggestions? Anyone around here? Anyone got any good local roads that they want to suggest? Beckon out. Shout out. Cheddar Gorge, there's a good shout.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Oh my God, okay, so the very first thing I did with Aston Martin Bristol was a year and a half, or quite a long time ago now. I came down here with the guys from Love Cars, and we took a V12 Vantage S manual, a Vanquish S, and a DB11 to Cheddar Gorge, amongst other places, and it was awesome, dude.
How far is it from here?
Not far at all. We did all of that in a day. We went to Bristol, we went to Cheddar Gorge, and we went to Weston-super-Mare, and it was awesome. We drove on the pier at Weston-super-Mare, and Weston-super-Mare, lads, where you at? Yay! Good man. We drove onto the pier. It was amazing, but Cheddar Gorge is a very good shout. That's a good... We should do that.
Okay, we should do that, yeah.
Okay. Anywhere else? Anyone else got any suggestions they want us to bring the Vantage, because it's now us? Brecon Beacons. That's good. I feel like we underutilize UK roads.
We do.
I'm always like, oh yeah, get on the Eurotunnel, off I go into France. But there's so many amazing roads here. Evo Triangle. It's a little bit overdone now, but Brecon Beacons is a good shout.
It's funny you say that.
Go on.
Because I've been talking to one of our friends about a UK rally.
Oh. Exclusive.
And you don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Let me just show you this.
Well, you can't do it off camera. You can't. No, what?
I don't know if I can mention it.
You can mention whatever you. No, you can't mention that.
That was like the worst segment ever. I feel like I have to edit that out because it's just awful. Like, okay, thanks, John.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move it on to a sort of Q&A open floor section before we come on to building the hype for the collection of John's car. So yeah, anyone who's got any questions, it's always the awkward moment where I look out at you. Please be brave. Feel free to shout anything. You can ask me when I lost my hair, what car I'm driving today, whatever you want. So awkward silence now.
When did you lose your hair?
When I was about 21, I think, it started to go. It started thinning. It was a little unpleasant. I tried all the remedies. I had like things I sprayed in it. I had like thickening wax. That caffeine shampoo they advertise. But no, it activates your hair. It doesn't activate your hair. I even went to see one of those, what are they called? You know, transplant, hair transplant guys in Ireland. And he did Wayne Rooney and he did Louis Walsh. And I was like, oh, sick. And then he said, it's £25,000. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll just go bald. So yeah, that's that story. Anyone else? Yes, mate.
How many times did it take you to pass your driving test?
Oh, how many times? We'll do both of that. John, I feel like there's definitely a write-off or a crash in there somewhere. So you go first.
No, I passed second time and then I got 9 points within 6 months.
Whoa.
And so I had to redo my test.
Oh.
Yeah, it was harsh.
So wait, why did you fail the first time? Do you remember? I know it was a long time ago.
I think I was speeding.
You were speeding on your test?
Yeah. I was doing 50 and a 30 and they were like...
50 and a 30 on your test?
It was an old car.
It's no different. The speeder didn't work. Yeah, that's your excuse. I will now be a real nerd and say I passed the first time. I got two minuses. One was for wheel spin on an uphill, and I was like, well, that's fair. That's pretty sick. And the second was for sending a wave over an old granny, which apparently you're not supposed to do. It was a really wet day. I went through a big puddle, and she was like, oh, no.
And you only got a minor.
And apparently that's a minor. So that sucks. But I still passed. So anyone else? Yes, mate.
If you had to make a car brand, what would you call it?
If we had to make a car brand, what would we call it? Oh, that's a great question. Oh, I need some thought.
Yeah, that's it.
Hold on. We can come on.
What would you call yours? You've obviously thought about this.
Not a clue.
No?
Oh, okay. I would want to go with something like, you know, like Dragonfly.
Okay, that's not going to work.
You'd all buy it if it was quick.
It was quick.
Because yeah. Like I would call it something stupid like that.
Dragonfly.
Well, no, not Dragonfly, but like Thunderball, the new car from Thunderball.
Okay.
It wouldn't sell very well, would it?
It would look ugly as well, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. That's rude. Come on, you got to think of something. Just go.
I think it's something, and I'll put it on Instagram.
No, come on. I just embarrass myself. Embarrass yourself. Don't be so nervous.
I'm not doing that voice.
I'll call it the modball car.
No, that's a really, really good question.
It's a great question. It's a great question. And I feel
is this going on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
In the comments, people should put their what they would call their car.
That's a good point. John should run my YouTube channel. Please comment below for those of you watching. What would you call your own car brand? Yeah. For those of you that are listening, please tweet us with hashtag behind the glass. You can. You're not on Twitter, are you?
No.
Oh, so pathetic. Yeah. Anyway, tweet us hashtag behind the glass. Let us know what would you call your car brand. Brilliant question. Thank you very much. Mm. Any more? Yes, at the back. What is my opinion on the new Ford Transit? Transit. Damn it. I'm sorry, Lenny. You know what's really embarrassing? I had no idea there was a new one. So Lenny, again, I apologize. Funny enough, Lenny literally texted me this week because he's got, again, viewers of the channel may remember, he last year he came to find me in an MSRT Transit. It's become a very popular video. This weekend, he's in an MSRT pickup. Ford Ranger pickup. It looks like the coolest thing ever. He's like, oh, mate, I'm going to make you a man this weekend. That's my Lenny the Geezer impression. But I'm not available, so that sucks. But hopefully he'll be back on the channel soon, and I'll ask him to bring the new Transit. Any more? Oh, yes, they're all coming through now. Here we go.
When are you going to let everyone know about the big reveal?
Ooh.
I can tell you right now if you want.
You literally can't. Because I will cut this entire podcast. throw you in the bin. So yes, brilliant question.
I'll tell you on Insta.
I have
I've been teasing slightly on Twitter and on Instagram recently that there is a big news coming, a big reveal. It is all tied into the follow-up of my two previous travel series, Vlog Angeles and Vlogari. So the past 2 years at this time of year, I've done these big series, and a lot of you have been asking, what is this year's travel series or vlog series? And that information is coming soon. It's pretty huge. I'm a little overwhelmed at this point. I would expect to be able to tell you all at the end of September. That's what I'm working towards.
But it is huge.
It's terrifyingly huge, but very exciting, and I hope you're all going to be excited about it. The hardest part is trying to follow up Vlog Angeles and Vlogari as a name, because I'm just going to say it, I loved those titles. So yeah, coming up with a name for this new project is tough. But yeah, stay tuned. End of September, I hope. There was some more. Yes, over here. What would I replace my 360 with? Nothing. I really, really plan to die with that car. Some people were asking me about Challenge Stradale the other day. Lots of people know that's my favorite car of all time. My dream now is to buy a Challenge Stradale in the matching spec to my manual 360. I don't see it replacing one, replacing the other. That's a car that, yeah, I just want in my life forever. I'm not driving it enough now. It's going in for its first service in a few weeks. I'm terrified. The guys were like, at AV Engineering were like, you can bring it in. We'll order all the parts that need to be replaced, and then you can come and film it. I was like, how do you know there are parts that need to be replaced? There will be parts that need to be replaced.
So, it's one of those cars that you service, but you just don't pick it up.
You don't pick it up. But when you do, they play James Bond music. So take note, George.
Have you sorted that yet? Have you sorted it?
Anyone else? Yes. Oh, John, what car would
this
you
showroom.
Take out of this showroom?
Out of this showroom?
Yeah. If it's not your new Vantage, which car out of this showroom?
Could I sell it immediately?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a Gatto.
Yeah, there's
obviously.
A Gatto. Yeah.
I don't know. That's nice.
The DB11 AMR.
That is
so
nice.
At the front, there's an all blacked out DB11 AMR. Now, I agree that's beautiful. I have a problem with that car, though.
You don't own it.
What? Yeah, that's the biggest problem. But my other problem is that why would you buy that and not the DBS? Do you not feel like that's kind of like, what's the point in that car?
£50,000. I think it's £50,000. Yeah.
It's going to be worth £50,000 more though as well, though, isn't it? Don't you think?
I don't know. It's a lot of horsepower, rear wheel drive. I'll probably crash it.
So you're going to crash your Vantage.
Don't say that.
I love the look of that AMR. I think it's absolutely stunning. Yeah. But I think I would just try and just finance even more money and take the step up. That's my own personal opinion, but I agree that it's either that one or I would go for the baby blue DB11 in the back, because no one else in here wants it, so I think I could get a mega deal.
Actually, sorry, my car is the answer to the question. My
he
car.
Said he said without your car, but anyway.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, a couple more. We'd love a couple more if there were any others floating around. Yes, bud.
If you're going to do any mods to the Vantage, what would it be?
Any mods to the Vantage? Is it going to go to Artec?
Oh, yeah. So basically, my old Vantage, I had a V Collection carbon kit on it. And those guys are based in America. And Artec obviously built it and did everything for it. I've actually been talking to them about doing stuff to this car. They're scanning the new Vantage in America at the moment. And they're building a kit for it, which we've talked about. And Artec are already ready to build it. But I don't know... Like I feel like people are saying like you should go wild with it, or you should. I'm quite subtle. I'm quite a subtle, more kind of like, you know, like a subtle kit, not like a Larry kit. So you could go full Vulcan wing, like make it look mental, or like a subtle kit. So I'm waiting to see what it looks like, and if it looks nice, then we'll probably put it on there. So watch this space.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I look forward to seeing what they come up with, because it will be hard to better the design, I think, of that car currently. But
there's always
clever people out there.
But the V Collection kit that I had last time is unbelievable. So I trust them guys to do something really cool.
Have you got the single or the twin tip exhaust on yours? The
single.
Single.
Yeah.
Okay. One or George is sneaking in.
So when are we going to film your Vantage collection?
always George, trying to sell something.
George is always trying to sell something.
My wallet's not even on me.
George,
have you got my wallet?
Weston has literally said, when am I going to be filming my Vantage collection? Well, it's when you can give me a mega deal. That's all. I'm just waiting for you to call up and say, Sam, you can have one for £200 a month. hasn't quite happened yet, so I'm going to keep plugging away. But don't forget, guys, Aston Martin Bristol really is the best dealership in the world.
Ever.
Thank you, George. And there was one more over here somewhere. Yes, buddy. Oh, replacement for the Cayman. Yes, lots of you would have noticed that Tony at Gravelwood posted the fact that my 2017 Cayman is currently up for sale. That was always going to happen at this time of year. Replacements. I want to do something very different. It's been amazing having two-seater sports cars, but it's been very indulgent. So I would love to try something completely different. The guys from Projects brought down the most incredible Ford Ranger pickup build earlier, I fell in love with it, and something like that would just be hilarious for the winter. Everyone knows that I do genuinely love this Aston brand, and the Vantage would have been the perfect thing to do, but I think financially it's too much of a step. DB11's also too much of a step, so I don't know. I honestly don't know. We're going to be doing a series. Tony and I are going to be doing some test drives. That will come post the big announcement, because the big announcement does have an impact on what car replaces the Cayman. Oh, I've just done a big scoop there. I just did a big scoop. Go on.
I know. I feel like I want to tell
people. Stop. But yes, okay, that's that. Okay, so if there's no other bursting questions that anyone is desperate to ask, let's begin the hype for your car collection. Now, you have driven the new Vantage, am I correct?
Yeah, I drove their demo.
Drove that demo. What were your impressions out of the box?
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
In comparison to your old car?
Oh, I mean, I can't swear on this, can I?
No, please don't.
I mean, my old car's a pile of...
Toffees.
Amazingness compared. Yeah. It's like a different world. It's like
night and day.
Yeah, completely. What's that thing? You know when you drop down the gears, but you hold it? What's that called? Block shift.
So as you're hard on the brakes, you hold the downshift paddle and it automatically downshifts for you.
And then you just floor it. Yeah, it's just, that is like amazing. Yeah.
Sick.
It is really amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. It definitely feels like a huge step forward. The sound, how do you feel about the sound? Because that old Vantage sounded incredible.
Yeah.
Did it live up to what you wanted with the new one?
I think the old one sounds more Aston, but the new one sounds amazing. Astons sound the best, don't they?
They got a nice roar to them. Now, you have seen your car already, am I correct?
I've seen it.
You've seen it. But you've been waiting ever so patiently for us to do this podcast.
I actually saw it, when was it? 5 days ago? And it was dirty.
It was dirty. George had been taking it around the block.
And I left with the keys by accident, didn't I?
Okay, well, I think it's about time to put you out of your misery, let you collect the car. For all of you watching on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to hit subscribe and turn on notifications for future episodes. If you want to follow John's adventures, he is on Instagram as John Joseph Bougerie. I'm nailing that pronunciation. I'll put a link below.
No, not.
Oh, damn it. If you're listening to us, just search for John on my profile, because I'm not going to try and pronounce it again. But make sure you're following us on whatever platform. Thank you to all these lovely people who came down today to join us for the podcast. And of course, a huge thanks to Aston Martin Bristol, the best dealership in the world, for allowing us to do this podcast today and for giving me a mega deal on a Vantage. Thanks, guys. We'll catch up with you very, very soon. Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.